This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was talking about during the first segment before we had James and Angela Holland on from Set Apart Farms. I was telling you about the guy that he reached out to me yesterday, and he basically called me a D-fool. And my father tells me scripturally, right, and not to answer a fool in his follies. And I didn't answer him until the second question, so I waited for him to step in it again because he's a fool for his pains in doing so. But he took another shot at me, and after he called me that, I just thought, you know, I'm not even going to deal with this reprobate. What he does is he starts calling me Harvard because I wear a Harvard T-shirt every once in a while. I got it in Boston there. And what's interesting to notice, he started telling me I was a part of a Luciferian agenda, and I'm pushing it forward because of the things that I talk about. I talk about the Word of God, and I talk about that of the U.S. Constitution and our Christian forefathers, right? And, of course, in spite of the Christian forefathers, while we were yet sinners, Christ saved us. Well, it's the same thing that he did in establishing this country, because we see his the Lord's fingerprints all over everything that we are as a people, starting with your state preambles in the United States of America. And, of course, that's premised on the church, because the presupposition is that God is, right? Now, with that said, I had to, after he called me Harvard and told me I was a part of a Luciferian agenda, I told him, I said, have you taken the time to see what the motto is for Harvard? And, of course, I got a pause. He couldn't answer that. And he thought to himself, I'm sure this reprobate did, that, boy, did I just step in it. And he really stepped in it, because he was telling me as I am pushing forth that Luciferian agenda, I told him that the answer to the question concerning the Harvard mottos, there's a couple of them, but I told him, I said, have you seen the motto for Harvard Church? And that's when he paused, and I said, well, for Christ and the Church, there's that Luciferian agenda we're pushing forward, right? And then I said, for the glory of Christ is the second motto for Harvard. And then I'm telling you this, friends, going on, and by the way, this door's open for all of you in 157 cities. If you want to call in and tell me what I'm doing wrong, please do. I'm open to correct as well, if it's based on truth, and if it's not, then I'm going to correct you. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Harvard's directives to students is, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus. This is Harvard, folks. And by the way, it was constructed to raise up congregants, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for those that didn't know. Now you know, okay? Which is eternal life, John 17:3, it states, and therefore to lay Christ on the bottom, or in the bottom, as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Of course, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and there's never been a freer nation on this planet outside of the United States of America. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. Now, here we go, okay? The directives also continue at Harvard. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the Scripture twice a day that he shall be ready to give us such an account of his proficiency therein. That's just Harvard, okay? So just so you can understand who we are and where we came from. Let's go to Yale. And by the way, I can give you all the signers, who they were, what it is that they established, because we are the fruit of our forefathers. We're their posterity, of course, right? And we know what the preamble to the U.S. Constitution talks about and why they did it. It's for their posterity. That's me and you. And another thing to take note of is the fact that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. 250 years later, or there roundabouts, we're still here, and only the Lord can do that. But let's go over to Yale. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all studies, which is to obtain the clearest conception of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm humored when people say, you know, look at these colleges, they're nothing but liberal. Liberal within itself, defined out, is a very good word. It's generous. Generosity. When you're talking about liberals today, you've allowed them to redefine the words, to define out to be something that it is not. Really, what you should call them is licentious, lascivious reprobates, because that's what they are, criminals. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, this is not who we are when you're highlighting the communist professors and what the colleges are now being used for. That is the fruit and a reflection of the American people that allow the bad guys to do the things that the bad guys do. Because that's not what our forefathers gave us. And let me remind you, Jeremiah 6:16 tells us that we are to return to the old paths, not to the new ones. So instead of returning back to the old paths, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the captain of our salvation, and our forefathers who established what we have, namely the faith of our fathers, we're not taking heed to them and going back to the old paths. We're saying enough of that. We're going to listen to what those, as you call them, liberals have to say about our forefathers. And isn't it interesting how today's lascivious reprobates, licentious reprobates that are being allowed to indoctrinate students in this country, isn't it interesting, folks, that they want to sit there and reiterate the point to you over and over again about how stupid our forefathers are? No, how stupid the American people are for listening to these lascivious, licentious reprobates, because there's nothing and there is no truth in these reprobates in any sense of the word. Romans 1:24. They profess themselves to be wise, but the Bible says that they have become fools, and fools they are, and fools are those that listen to these fools. The joke is on you, okay? Let's go back now to the next point that I want to make. Let's go over to Yale again, and another requirement, all scholars are to live a Christian and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending to all duties of their Christian faith. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But look what they've become today. Yes, what they've become today is the fruit of what the American people have allowed it to become today. Therein lies the problem. That is the problem. You know, it's interesting. I started the show at the beginning of the week, and it was a post of a woman that said if there was a church for perfect people, it would be empty. And what I did is I posted, but we are being perfected. Christ is the standard, and we are to be perfect even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. That's a work of the Holy Ghost. Is the excuses that men make to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5, to be the standard, or is it the risen Christ that's standard? I'm curious. Who's the standard? Our excuses or Jesus Christ? Are we to follow our excuses, or are we to follow Christ? I'm just curious. But it shows you again how backwards the people have become in every sense of the word. Read Isaiah 59. I'm going to come right back, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you over to Princeton's directives as well, and then we'll move on to the next point. 1-866-582-9933. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, as I am pushing forth a Luciferian agenda, saith the cowards that refuse to call in and call me out on live radio. And that's what it is, folks. It's called Real Radio. Aren't you tired of the diplomacy, even on live radio? It just, well, you know what you should say. You better watch what you say. No, let it be real. Let it be real. 1-866-582-9933. If you think I'm like this reprobate, and you think that I'm pushing forth a Luciferian agenda, I would just ask you to back it up with facts. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Facts are stubborn things, folks, and I'm telling you what, that's why we hold to them. Princeton, what is their motto? What is their directives to students? Oh, my goodness, this is fantastic. Whoa, I never knew this, Bradley. I know you didn't. Every student shall attend a worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Whoa! Witherspoon goes on and says, who is the president of Princeton, he was the one that said he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christianity, religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity, because Scripture tells us so. Did you know that there's profanity laws in the United States of America? Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you're one of those ambulance-chasing attorneys, why don't you look to the law on profanity, I'll tell you what, and blasphemy laws. For someone to sit there and say, GD it, do you know that there's laws in place where they can be prosecuted? Same thing with profanities. This is again, how far America has fallen into lawlessness. Hey, folks, you wonder why there's a law, or I'm sorry, you wonder why there's a war being created in the United States? Because where the laws are silent, there is war. Get back to the law. Yes, there's going to be war, establishing through judgment righteousness and peace. Yes, Matthew 10:34. I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. Jesus said he came to bring division. That's what truth does. It divides, right? The sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous, the holy from the defiled. And the list goes on. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel 44:23 even now. And I'm also thinking of 2 Corinthians 6:17. Thinking of James 4:4. Oh, the list goes on. But isn't it interesting, folks, that war is being created in the United States of America through lawless politicians, lawless agencies, and the lawlessness of the mainstream media. There is war where the law is silent. Let's get back to God's moral law. We're premised on common law, folks, and be the law and put a stop to this garbage by obeying the Lord whom we say that we love. Okay? 1 John 2:4. I want to finish this as to what Witherspoon said and taught. He said, he is the best friend to the American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness, to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Didn't the Lord say, Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? Yes. Wasn't the Lord that said, and it was, and I speak as a man, but I am putting this in question form to my listeners, be holy as I am holy. Doesn't it tell us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord? Yep. Then why is it that you keep looking to and listening to the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, that treat the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh? Because it's not going to fly on judgment day. Let me say this again. You're going to answer for every idle thought and every idle word on Judgment Day. Read 2 Corinthians 5:10. Read Hebrews 9:7. Revelation 21, verse 5. Start there and go to the end of the chapter. The Bible says that when we sit before Him, the people are going to flee away. This isn't going to be a day of light, as it talks about in the day of judgment, folks, the way that men would have you believe. It's not going to be all flowers and roses and sunny and all this, that, and the other thing, the things that make you feel good. Nope. It's a day of judgment. And I want to say this, because Martin Luther was right when he said this. He said, the man that's ready to be judged by God is the man that longs to be freed from his sin. And what is it that frees us from our sin? The blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:5. Okay? Also think of John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. I think of 1 John 1:7-8-9. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. You know, it's important that we understand it. If there is no blood, there is no salvation, just so you know. If there is no blood, there is no salvation. Listen to me, folks. If there is no blood, and it's a bloodless message, there is no salvation. There's no life, period. Okay? So, in ending, folks, I just wanted to clear that up. I just wanted to bring to the surface what one of these cowards that took a shot at me once again, he was telling, and I wanted to tell everybody that, I guess, according to the mind of the reprobate, the lascivious, licentious reprobates, that I'm promulgating and pushing forward a Luciferian agenda, and I was being called Harvard. And I just wanted to clarify what people understood about the history and the inception of Harvard, so you all understand whose message we are in fact pushing. Cool? Just wanted to make sure. How's that working out for him? I don't know. Probably not very good. So let's get over to this. Did you see what types of illegal immigrants are being dispersed within our borders? Now, yesterday, I'd taken the time to show you that this has been going on for some time. Under Barack Hussein Obama, he released 1,927 prisoners during his criminal administration. Okay? But I also want you to know that I also found new numbers that during his criminal incumbency, and he's a foreigner, folks, and he's a sodomite. I just asked Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Arizona and his team that found out he's a total fraud. Everything about him's a fraud. I mean, how many Social Security numbers did that criminal have? 47? all of his past, and his files were all froze up, so nobody in America could know who he is. And then after his criminal incumbency, what does he do? He goes over to Kenya and talks about how the first president came out of Kenya over the United States. And Michael, how many times did she say it? I'm sorry, I didn't call him Michael. Barack Hussein Obama called his wife Michael 3 times publicly. Just to be clear, okay? I didn't call him that. He called him that. And I'm talking about his wife. And what's interesting, I found that back in 2015, morning show host Tim Brown released the FOI, Freedom of Information Act documents, where Barack Obama released over 165,900 convicted criminals released into the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? So this ministry, both the morning show and the afternoon show, have been faithful to blow the trumpet, so you understand, and you do understand that this just didn't start yesterday. As to what you're seeing Greg Abbott doing and what you're seeing Ron DeSantis doing, because what they're in fact doing is pushing forth a global initiative, and they're opening the borders to bleed in more foreigners to basically bleed you out. Folks, if they had the support they wanted you to believe they had, they wouldn't have to bring the illegals in. Okay? That's why they're bringing the illegals in. But what's happening is many of these illegals, what they're bringing in with them, folks, is a hope for a future. And that's not going to work for them neither. But keep in mind, many of these illegals are communists, and they're Marxists, and they're Muslims. And what you're seeing your government do is converting to meet them as to the government that they're leading from the Middle East and from these other countries, these Marxist and communist nations. So you're bringing a new breed of criminal within. But it didn't just start yesterday with Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Nope. Again, let me remind you that Barack Obama, back in March 2015, Tim Brown released the Freedom of Information Act documents that 165,900 convicted illegals were released back onto the streets of the United States of America by Barack Hussein Obama and the Homeland Security. Hey, folks, September 11, 2001, you've been totally deceived. You just heard a week and a half ago the head of the head of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, say that foreign terrorism in America is taking the back seat to domestic terrorists. I told you after 2001 that that's exactly where they were going to go. And it's exactly where they're at. Okay? That's why they're bringing illegals in, because they're fortifying the illegals against you, Americans. Go ahead and mark the words of Scripture, Deuteronomy 28:43, because it's exactly what we're seeing today. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you Trump's history. Okay? Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia meantime for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine, The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. Did you see what type of illegal immigrants are being dispersed within our borders? I'm taking you back just a little bit to show you this just didn't start. Okay, what you're seeing right now on a graph, and if you're not seeing this on social media platforms, I'm about ready to give it to you. Obama's last-minute historic push to reduce prisoners and their sentences on top of releasing the 165,900 convicted felons in the United States of America back onto the streets of America on top of the 1,927 that were granted clemency by a criminal. Can you imagine what type of people those are? Pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Is anybody asking the question, especially, now I can just watch it right now. All you Trump worshipers, Acts 12:22. I'm just curious to know, why are all of those illegals bleeding into America if Donald Trump built the wall that he said was going to be so easy to build during his four-year tenure? How come nobody's talking about the wall that's keeping out all the illegals? I want to tell you why. Because it was never built. Not one inch of that wall that was promised to you by Donald Trump was built. I said not one inch. The 100 miles of wall that was built was refurbished wall. It was already there. Not one inch of that wall that Donald Trump promised to build was ever built. And it's interesting how all of the Trump worshipers are just, when it comes to the questions or points that I'm making concerning the wall that he promised to build, it's out of sight and out of mind. No, let's listen to the new thing he's going to tell us, saith the Epicureans. They love to hear new things, right? Regardless if they're true or not. Just tell us what we want to hear, man. We want to shout for an idol, and if it's not going to be you, it's going to be our favorite sports teams and them idols. You know, if it's not going to be them, it's going to be somebody else. It's going to be my favorite preacher. And if it's not my favorite preacher, it's going to be my favorite politician, going full circle. Gosh, wow. There was no wall built. I just wanted to clarify it. No wall built. Okay, just wanted to clarify it. Interestingly enough, if you look at the bills Donald Trump passed on the way in and on the way out, they funded our sworn enemies. There's a redistribution of wealth going on under every administration. And there's a major one going on right now in front of your faces. And let me remind you, Joe Biden, the guy that was committing the act of treason with Ukraine, with his son outside of office, is now in there by voter fraud. And you all the well know he's there by voter fraud. And what is he doing? He's now stealing your money right in front of your faces. And he's giving it over to foreign countries. Namely, a country where the president, Mr. Zelensky, who, by the way, is a homosexual. He's an actor. He's a comedian. We played these videos for you where he's playing with his appendage on a piano, and somehow or another people thought that was funny. He's a known Nazi, and you have Joe Biden stealing your money and giving it to that country right in front of your faces. Just wanted to tell you that. Our forefathers told us to right the wrongs, tell the people the transgressions. There you have it. And you can also check out Luke 22:48. Listen, Joe is beyond. Folks, you say what you will. The Lord can save whoever he wants to. Yes, he can. But he also appoints wicked rulers to judge a wicked people. And that's who Joe Biden is. That's who Donald Trump is. That's who George Bush was. That's who Barack Obama was. That's who Bill Clinton was. And George Bush Sr. That's who they were. Because not a one of them followed the rule of the Constitution where the people didn't enforce it. Let me go back to Donald Trump. The Washington Post told you this. Listen, look at the headline. I just want you to hear this, okay? I know I'm stepping on some of your feelers out there, you Trump worshipers. I know. You're the type of people that I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. That's who you are. You're a part of the problem in this country. You want to call in and say hello to Bradley? Put a big smile on my face. You Trump worshipers, please do. 1-866-582-9933. The Washington Post reported Trump grants clemency to 143 people in the late night pardon blast. Who are they? Drug dealers, felons, tax evaders, politicians. Trump granted clemency to 143 people right before he left the People's White House. And they reported, headline, at the late night pardon blast. Isn't that what devils do? They operate in the darkness. Yep. Notice how they never took Jesus in front of the people? Nope, they had to do it illegally. In the dark of night. All their crimes are committed in the darkness, folks. But I'm here to tell you, all of you that work in the darkness, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. And there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Look to history. Look to history. Did you see this? Now going to governors. Governor Newsom releasing 63,000 violent felons back onto the streets of California. I had shared yesterday when I was tipping into this just a little bit. I was sharing with the people that when a governor or a mayor or in any capacity of representation in the United States of America allures an illegal into the United States, and that illegal commits a crime against the people of the United States, that said representatives to be held accountable for the crimes of the illegals that he allured in. Did you know that? See, this is when all of this stops. when the people hold these said representatives. Oh, not the representatives of we, the people in the United States of America. No, the representatives of a global order. America, it is raining judgments at every given turn. Oh, my goodness. Bringing you up to date. Yesterday, two days ago, I highlighted Governor Abbott on the heels of Ron DeSantis imported 11,000 illegal immigrants since April into America. Governor Abbott on the heels of Ron DeSantis, who just received $177 million. That's what they're reporting anyways. And he received a standing ovation by the American people that are now laid and subject prey to the illegals that were just imported into the cities across the United States of America by Governor Abbott and Ron DeSantis. They're giving those guys standing ovations for bringing in the illegals into America and dispersing them throughout the United States of America, thus endangering the lives of the American people. How long do you think, Americans, before this is all going to break? How long, Americans, before you think it's going to be before you can no longer stand up and resist? Because what this is a buildup of fortifying themselves against you so where you have no power to stand up against what's going on. But you're not there right now. Here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. But what are you doing with those freedoms? All across the boards, social media platforms, I hear it all day long. We're done. There's nothing we can do about it. 329, let me put it into perspective for you. 329 million, 329.5 million people in the face of less than 1.7% of the population, that's browbeating them into submission. Those 329 million, not all of them, but a good portion of them living their own. Folks, you know what's interesting? They have no problem going out there working all day long to pay for $500 tickets to go to the football game on Sunday. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if the American people shut off their idols, Jeremiah 11:13, and actually obeyed God in dealing with corruption? You could have your country back in a very short amount of time. Oh, it's not going to come without a warfare, you can rest assured. You can rest assured there's going to be bloodshed. Because what's happening right now, right in the face of the people, so far as to the American people giving their betrayers a standing ovation, giving their betrayers a $177 million boost to run for the presidency of the United States of America. These governors are committing the act of treason against the very people that are giving them ovations and $177 million. And I'm talking about Ron DeSantis all by himself. How, I ask, do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? What kind of these criminals are they bringing in? Well, they're bringing in Marxists. They're bringing in communists, one and the same. Hey, folks, you can name all those bad guys in group, if you would, but they all have the same father, the devil, just so you know. They're all Satanists, regardless of how you want to see it or not. It's true. Okay? They all serve the same God, the deceiver. And you know what's interesting? If they're deceiving, it's because they're deceived. And you know why they lie? You know why bad men lie, friends? Because they know the truth. Do you understand that? That means they're wicked. That means they're going to be given an account for what they know. Are they going to stand before the Lord on judgment day and say, I didn't know the truth? No, you lied because you knew the truth. That's why you lied. You lied because you want to deceive the people that you were pillaging or raping or whatever the case might be. You wanted to get one over on your brother is what you wanted to do. And where do lawbreakers go, according to God? They go to that place that Jesus highlighted 54 times from the Old Testament to the New Testament. That place is called hell. And Jesus didn't refuse them. No, they refused Jesus. God didn't refuse them. They refused God's mercy. God didn't hate them. They refused God's love. You understand? That's how this works. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to show you the fruit of these illegals.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. So I want to show you just a little bit as to what is coming into the United States of America as we're speaking now, as this broadcast is being promulgated throughout the United States of America. Denmark, speaking of Muslims, has 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 every day. Disarmed nations, by the way. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. In many cases, by the way, disarmed. 77% of all rapes committed by Muslims, less than 2% of the whole population. Okay. And you're praising Abbott and you're praising DeSantis for enforcing Joe Biden's global initiative by flooding America with the illegals? Oh, my goodness, Americans. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Not making this up. Belgium, 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the whole population. What do you expect, folks? They're bringing their culture with them. Right. The UK, United Kingdom, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps, 68.3% on cash welfare. You know how you stop all this in America? You cut off the illegal welfare system. And you pointed to 1 Timothy 3:8. And you go over to 2 Thessalonians Here, I'm going to go over there right now. 2 Thessalonians. I want you to hear it. Okay? Because most people don't understand that the Lord has nothing to do with it, and welfare has nothing to do with what you're seeing today. Okay, when you go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10, even when we were with you, he talks about going on. The apostles are writing, Paul's writing the epistle, and then he says, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Yeah. But just all of you individuals, I mean, to come over here and do your best to destroy. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his own, he's worse than an infidel. I didn't see anywhere in there where it told us that our government can steal away from us that work to give to those that don't, especially alluring these sorts of people into the United States of America who are coming here because they want to become dependents on the system. And by the way, that's called the Cloward Piven. And that's exactly what governors are the government's doing in this country. They want to break the system. They want to so you're seeing this in New York right now with the illegals. They don't know what to do. They're going to break the system. That's Cloward Piven, folks. They want to break the financial system because they want to reinstitute a new system. That's how they corral you in. Out of chaos, they're creating the chaos. Bring in a new order. Who's doing it? Those that created the order, the new order. Okay? So go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10 and 1 Timothy 5:8. 1 Timothy 5:8. Now, let me go over to the Marxists and to the communists that are coming over here from the southern border. 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona alone, compared to 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. Okay? There was 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1 citizens to legal non-citizens imprisoned for 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. And folks, then it goes on in Florida, then it goes on in New York and in Texas. There were 54.54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals. Why is your government imprisoning illegals into America? Why is your governors and your mayors alluring illegals into America on the welfare system, which is against the laws? There's no constitutional provision because they want to break the system. They want to flood this country. These are also the same people that are trying to disarm you. Okay? This is all coming from heaven, folks, upon a disobedient nation. Like it or lump it, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Tim Brown's morning show. Illegal alien just killed deputy 1 week before her 25th birthday. Isn't that interesting? Wow, that's crazy. If the presidents aren't alluring them into America, then what they're doing is they are releasing illegal aliens, felons from prison in America, you're paying for it, America, Numbers 32:23, onto the streets of America, thus endangering the lives of the American people. I got a brand new one here for you. Just came in right before the show today. A sick immigrant tried to kidnap and molest a girl. Then the girl's daddy showed up. What happened to the men in this country that they would stand back and allow this? I'll tell you what, this is one of those guys that wouldn't allow it, and I praise God for him. Okay? I really do. I also got this one, and this is a reoccurring theme in the system of the correctional institution. That's what they call it here in America, where they create criminals, where they, through mainstream media and through Hollywood, they create the criminals by teaching them how to commit the crime, and then the Supreme Court has the audacity to sit back and say it's free speech. Nothing could be further from the truth. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Charles D. Montesquieu. Look at this guy. This guy was deported multiple times, and they just charged him with nearly 24 sexual assaults. Hey, folks, listen. He was deported over and over and over and over and over again. So someone was doing their job. But somehow or another, they turned around and they came right back into America. Why do you suppose that is? Because your said representatives are the ones that are alluring them into your backyard. And if that's not good enough, they'll even fly them. They'll bus them to D.C. They'll bus them to Martha's Vineyards. They'll bus them to New York. All by design. All by design. I had some clown the other day say to me, well, he doesn't have the constitutional provision to deport them. Oh, I said, so he's got the constitutional provision to import them? Are you that backwards? Yep, he was that backwards. In other words, the governors can break the law, and yet there's no law that permits them to do the wrong thing. They can break the law, but they can't enforce the law. Now, I didn't hear him on the campaign trail, regardless of what office he was running for, talking about how he was going to get in office and make everything worse. No, you've been conditioned by these politicians to hear what they want you to hear, and then once they get in office, what do? Every single time. Every single time. What do? They turn on you. Every single time. Folks, do you know, going back to the point that I was just making with this individual, this criminal, this repeat criminal that was deported over and over and over again, do you know how many times or how many of these illegals I could highlight in such a fashion? They were deported, but then they were allured back. They were deported, and then they were allured back. They were deported, and then they were allured back by your said representatives. They were deported by the good guys within, and then they were allured back by your said representatives. Do you realize the president? Do you realize the governors? Do you realize the mayors? Do you realize the DHS who's busing them into America? I kid you negative, in air-conditioned buses across the border illegally. Do you realize that that is the act of treason? That is treason. Article 3, Section 3. They're aiding and abetting by alluring them into your backyard. And keep in mind, there's going to be a lot more of this. But just let it be said, your blood is off my hands. Your blood is off my hands. I've told you the gospel truth. I don't know where I've ever withheld from what I know before the Lord as to what I know that I needed to release unto you. You know, the Bible says, let there be no offense in your ministry. Do you know what that means, folks? That means not to offend God and giving people the truth, regardless if they like it or not. I'm not going to have an offense on my ministry where I'm going to stand before you all on Judgment Day, and you're going to look at me and say, Bradley Dean withheld that truth, Lord. And in many cases, the Lord's going to say, well, you had a Bible too. But and I'm not trying to get out of this. But I can honestly say before the Lord and before conscience, I don't know of a time in the 17, 18, 19 years that I've been on national radio now where I've never released to you the truth that I know that I was supposed to release to you. The Bible is clear when it says, let love worketh no ill. Let love worketh no ill. I have released that truth to you a gazillion times. Because I am not going to stand there with you pointing your finger at me saying, I never gave you the full truth of what the Word says. And I give it to you hard because I love hard. And I want to tell you something too. I give it to you because I only have one chance and one opportunity in many cases to give you the truth that I might not be able to give you on another day.
I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.